You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
What's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Cardi. What's going on, man?
Man, we're almost at Friday, man. It's Thursday, man. Friday's twin brother, man.
So let me say this to you, man.
Talk to me.
For once, I can't wait until Friday.
Why is that, Earl?
Well, because my favorite day of the year and my favorite event of the year is going to be taking place this Friday at my alma mater, Washington High School, the 22nd annual district-wide special needs prom. It's a night in Emerald City, prom night celebration. This is, without question, as wonderful an event that I've ever been involved in. This is year number 22. This is my 17th year being involved. When I leave here tomorrow morning, I will wind up at my alma mater, Washington High School, from 10 o'clock until 9:30, maybe 10 to 10, 12 hours, and we'll begin to transform the cafeteria of Washington High School to look like Wicked.
Nice.
The movie.
Nice.
All of those props will be there. They are made by special ed students and art teachers across the district. Young people will come dressed in their finest. Everything blind, Down syndrome, in wheelchairs, special people. It is my favorite time of the year because there's so many. I've learned in my 12 years volunteering in the public school system that around prom time, special needs students at schools would have to go to so-called regular proms. And I would see them sitting in corners because they didn't fit in. And even though they would go to their prom, they would feel out of place. And I was able to realize watching them, especially those students at the schools where I was, that they would always be kind of introverted in school. They were kind of embarrassed by their disabilities. We live in a cold society, man.
I agree with you.
We live in a society that because people are different, they are treated differently. And so special people don't feel a part of things. And so we sometimes, because they don't look like us, because they may not be able to speak and interact the way we so-called normal people do, we kind of ostracize them. And I was able to really kind of connect in that world, you know, 21 years ago when my wife and I took in a 100% disabled child. And so 21 years later, you know, this 23-year-old man that my wife and I still have in our lives who requires 24-hour care, we've always been connected to that community. And so that's why it is such a wonderful, wonderful event on tomorrow. And so these young people, man, sometimes you see them, they when they come to this prom, man, it's a catered meal. You know, we have special areas where they can come and get suits. There are people there who will make sure these young ladies have prom dresses. They can come and get, they can get made up. They can, all of these things. The families, somewhere around 150 to 200 people.
That's amazing.
And more than anything else, man, it's the dance. It's a dance. So there's a DJ. There's picture booths. You know, they're glam bags. So when they walk in, they all get this bag like in Hollywood, filled with different things that that they can leave. I mean, we don't leave one stone unturned.
That's what's up.
In this citywide. So anybody, you know, who's special needs, if you can purchase a ticket, $10 at the door.
Is there any room for like people that want to volunteer? Or
absolutely. Absolutely. So okay. I told you, I'll be at Washington High School by the time I get back to the city.
Okay.
Tomorrow at 11 o'clock, I'll be there until 9 p.m.
Okay.
As, you know, with the work that needs to be done in preparation to beautify right. the cafeteria. You know, every year, just try to envision art instructors from across the city preparing all of these things that we need to beautify and change this cafeteria into this magical place as these young people walk in, archways filled with roses and all. I mean, it's just an unbelievable thing. And may God rest the soul of Mr. Michael Ryan, the guy who created this unbelievable event. He and I, man, the good, you know, leave us too soon.
Let's give him a round of applause.
You know, yeah, man, Mike left us at the age of about 44 years of age. And, man, he just was so tuned in to special needs people. And his heart was so big. And, hey, Mike, if you're listening, your legacy is still going on. It's going to go on in perpetuity. None of us are going to allow your legacy to die. We're going to keep this wonderful, wonderful event that God put on your heart to satisfy so many people. And I'll tell you, man, it's one of the most wonderful things is you see these special needs people and you remember them when they were 10, 11 years old. Now some of them are 32, 33 years old. And you see them when they come, they see their friends that they only get to see once a year. Man, they're dapping each other up. Hey, man, it's just, man, it's unbelievable, man. They're dancing, you know, man, it's fellowship. And so, man, I'm, you know, when I leave, I'm exhausted because I'm on my feet throughout that 10 hours. And, man, I can barely make it at home and get in bed. But, you know, you just know that there's something more important in this life than money.
Right.
There's something more important in this life than yourself. And so when you understand that that's where the reservoir of all of the great things that can happen in this life is serving and serving other people. Hey, Charles, how you doing, man? You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. I am good. It's one of the best events ever.
Oh, you've been there?
My son used to attend it. Yep.
Okay.
Madison High School. He has Down syndrome. And when I say to walk in there and, like you said, to see all these kids with disabilities just having a blast. And I've been planning to get him back. Every year I say, oh, I got to make sure I get him. So we won't make it this year, but my goal, God willing, I'm around, is to get him back to that prom next year.
Hey, man, didn't he love it?
Oh, yes. Oh, my son Cameron had a blast. Because he loves to dance. I remember when they had a 70s theme.
Yes.
I was all over the city, East Side, Bayview, looking for 70s clothes, and then one year they had a glow theme.
I got him
a suit that glows.
Yeah.
And so, yes, Earl, it is one of the best events ever.
You know, like you said,
when they get there and they see their friends, they have a prom king, they have a prom queen.
Yes,
and
a prom
I don't know
court.
If they still do, but I know when he was going, the students in the culinary department at Washington High School was preparing.
So let me tell you how that happened.
That was even great.
So let me tell you how that happened. So when I first got involved in it, they had a $500 budget, and they were giving cookies and Kool-Aid. And I asked the district if they would allow me to raise some money. It's just a true story. I'm not saying this to brag or anything. You know, this is actual facts. And so I was able to, the first year, raise enough money that we had the first catered meal. And then I was able to find a family in Florida to kind of finance it in perpetuity. And so Washington High School is my alma mater. The first year that I got involved, we had a caterer come in. The second year, when my alma mater became a culinary art school, we said, hey, man, it only makes sense that we use the children at the school who are learning catering for them to cater the meals. That's how we got to catering the meals is, you know, I realized that it was, you know, the students. And so those students got paid for catering those meals and a 7-course meal that they would prepare. But man, it's a fantastic, fantastic, glorious event. I don't have words in my vocabulary enough to tell you how wonderful an event it is. And I'm really excited about being there again tomorrow.
Let's go.
Hey, Charles, man, thank you. And man, God willing, we'll see you back next year. Cause whenever, you know, I'm there, man, you know, I'm there, I'm going to be there. God willing, as long as my health is good, we're going to keep on serving. Thank you very much, man. And kiss your son for us. 855-752-4842. It's the Earl Ingram Show.
Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my gonna feel real good, gonna make a difference, gonna make it right. As I turned up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them? Disregard a broken bottle top and a one-man soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one got to know. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his way.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842 is 855-752-4842. And yeah, as I was talking about earlier, tomorrow, you know, at Washington High School, here in Milwaukee, the 22nd annual Milwaukee Public Schools district-wide prom is going to be taking place. And, you know, even if you just want to come and take a look at it, you know, and feel fulfilled spiritually, you can do that. And I guarantee you, once you get a look at, you know, what is happening. Michael Jackson just said it best. You want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make a change. Start with the man in the mirror. You know, there's so much we can do ourselves to make somebody else's life better. You know, I come in here daily, Monday through Friday, and I talk about a lot of terrible things that go on in the society. And there's so many overwhelming things that are horrible that happen that sometimes you don't get a chance to talk about the good things. And that's why I'm taking some time out right now to talk about this wonderful event. Hey, good morning to you, Mary. How you doing, my friend?
Good morning, Earl. And gosh, it's heartwarming to hear you're sharing about, you know, the special support of these really special people. And I believe that all you and all those people involved in this, you know, you've got a lot of positive energies coming your way, coming from the gratitude that they feel. I've had the good fortune to know challenges of people with disability, challenged with psychiatric disorders. And so I've spent 40 years as a caregiver for an adult child with this diagnosis. And I recall one person expressing that how life is like looking through a look through a glass window without having access to all the things that people, you know, have in what we call normal society. So it's really tough, and boy, these special people are deserving of our support. Thanks so much for your care there.
Hey, Mary, thank you as always. I know, you know, that you yourself are walking in the shoes. You know, we just as people, we don't understand just how fortunate we are, even in our worst situations, to have health, to have a reasonable portion of your mind, and you physically being able to move around and do things and not having impediments and in your life. And so, you know, if you are fortunate enough not to have family members or you yourself, you know, having these maladies and these issues, you are so blessed and so fortunate. But I can tell you that there's so many people who do have those kinds of problems and maladies. And, you know, all they want is for people to treat them fairly, you know, to not step over them, to not look at them and act in a manner in which, you know, well, how can they possibly want to live like that? Hey, man, it's not your physical body, you know, that it's the spirit. The human being is really the spirit, is not the physical, right? And so just because your physical body may be broken doesn't mean you don't have the capacity to love. And so I get that, right? And that's my vibe, man. I'm always around that kind of vibe. I hate to be around all that other foolishness. Well, I got a lot of money. I got, look at all the things I have. Look at me. Look at all my education. Look at what, come on, man. Come on. You know, I just, man, this is, I'm so blessed that that I get to live my life making somebody else's life better. Hey, Earl, could you do a perfect Ray Charles impression? The way he rolls his head to the music and had the song. Listen, Brenda, man. Music is the elixir
to the soul.
Of the soul, man. Okay? And, man, when the music is vibing like the man in the mirror, I can't help it, man. I'm Ray Charles, brother. Ray Charles. All right, 855-752-4842. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. Okay, Cardi, I got it out of my system, at least until, you know, I get to the school this afternoon. Anyway, man. U.S. intensifies crackdown on peaceful protests under Donald Trump. So I don't know if you guys are aware of it, but Donald Trump and his minions are looking to crack down on peaceful protests. And, you know, those of you who still think that, you know, this man, if by now you just can't get it, you just can't identify what is taking place. 41 anti-protest bills in 22 states have been introduced since the beginning of this year. 41 anti-protest bills. Well, come on, man. What are we talking? Anti-protest bills? If you know anything about what this nation is supposed to stand for and what constitutional rights are and, you know, what you know, as I was talking with my good friend Robert Miranda, a veteran yesterday, about what's happening to veterans and the lives that have been, sacrificed supposedly for constitutional rights in our nation. And you watch these things being wiped away systematically. And whether you're Democrat or Republican, man, you know it's not right. You know, what would be the purpose of somebody trying to stop peaceful protests in a nation that was supposedly founded on that. You know, at the root and at the heart of what the nation is supposed to be.
He's still protesting.
Yeah, man, it's the fact that people, you know, have a right to protest.
Right.
But now we've got a person in office and people just like him who think that that's, they shouldn't have the right to do that.
So was the J6 thing kind of like their peaceful protest?
Oh, man, what are you talking about, man? You know, I mean, like you said, man, nobody said that the people on January 6th couldn't protest. Nobody tried to prevent them from protesting. So these are peaceful protests. So why are they attempting to shut down the American people's rights? Because they don't agree with the man, you know, that's in office.
Right.
If you don't see that as a major threat
to DEI, especially.
Oh man, it's to what this nation is, man. I'm telling you, if we remain silent while these things are happening, don't throw away the Constitution. Throw it away. Man, throw away the Bill of Rights. You know, throw away the Declaration of Independence. Man, don't celebrate the 4th of July. None of those things matter if they're now trying to shut down peaceful dissent in a nation that has thrived on that and that has condemned other nations for not allowing that. Man, anti-protest bills that seek to expand criminal punishments for constitutionally protected peaceful protests. You know, especially targeting those speaking out on the U.S.-backed war in Gaza and the climate crisis has spiked since Trump's inauguration. 41 new anti-protest bills across 22 states have been introduced since the start of the year, compared with a four-year total of 52 in 2024 and 26 in 2023, according to the International Center for Not-for-Profit Law Tracker. You know, this year's tally includes 32 bills across 16 states since Trump returned to the White House, with 5 federal bills targeting college students and anti-war protesters and climate activists with harsh prison sentences and hefty fines, a crackdown that experts warn threatens to erode First Amendment rights to freedom of speech, assembly, and petition. Hey, good morning to you, Brendan. What's going on, man?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, we need everybody, like you said, Republican and Democrat alike, need to realize now that the Republicans in the Congress voted for a bill yesterday that now they're trying to take federal judges' abilities to slow these non-constitutional bills that he's vomiting up every day. And this, along with the other thing that he's doing, they're just banging on those guardrails about as hard as they can. And if Americans don't wake up, and MAGA, y'all need to wake up too, because remember the old famous saying, when it was somebody else, it was okay, but then they came for me. Well, they're going to come for you too. They're going to come for your guns, because they can't control you if you got more guns than you do human beings. So all you two-way bros out there with your guns and your Second Amendment, it's going to go right away. So you better wake up and realize what's going on and get elbow to elbow with us and at least keep this Constitution in place.
Well, you
that's
know,
really all I have
well,
to
you
say.
Know, Brendan, I kind of think, man, and thank you very much for the call. I kind of think that, you know, people either feel like there's nothing they can do or they feel like this has to be done. You know, it's either one or the other, but it's certainly not getting any better. Hey, Al, what's going on, man?
Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, that issue about the veterans. See, when they sent us off to war, they didn't expect us to come back. We were supposed to fight to the death. That's the training that we were given. And we didn't die. So now they want to cut off our benefits, and that means we die. So they're still trying to get rid of us. And the other part of that is because we're trained warriors, and they want to get us out of the way. The other part of this, if you listen to that commercial he had on TV, I saw it yesterday. I know what the hell I'm doing, and you know what I'm doing, too. We know what he's doing. He's trying to shut down as much of the government as possible that helps the general population so he can get to the money. And everybody's sitting back letting him do it. The problem I have, and I made two calls yesterday to our U.S. senators. I'm making some calls today to our representatives. If you don't do anything about this and you don't raise no hell, you won't be in office. Not if I'm still here. It's a matter of we've got to take control of the people who are supposed to be representing us. And we're not doing that. We're sitting back waiting for him to screw up everything else to the point where he becomes the king, which is what he's already said. That's what he wants to happen.
Well, he's pretty close to that now, Al.
Well, that's the whole point. And it's like he said in that commercial, I know what the hell I'm doing, and you know what I'm doing, too. Yeah, I know what you're doing. But just like I said, Congress has authority to stop some of this.
Hey, Al.
And the majority of it.
Hey, Al.
They won't Al,
hang
do
on.
Anything.
Al, hang on 1 second. Hang on. Hey, CJ, what's going on, man?
Good morning, Earl. How are you today?
All right. Your thoughts, man? Shutting down dissent. Shutting down people's right to protest. You with that?
Who's telling you that, Earl?
Hey, CJ, see what I mean? What do you mean who's telling me that? CJ, Google.
I've heard some of these claims.
Hey, Google. Hey, CJ. First off, CJ.
I'm not believing anything.
Hey, CJ. You are believing something. You're believing the other side of the coin, the other side of the story. Google, U.S. intensifies crackdown on peaceful protests under Trump. Okay, because you don't see it on C-SPAN, because you don't see it on Fox, there are many other outlets, CJ, that are different than conservative outlets.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now.
Look it up.
Well, I'm watching.
Hey, CJ, I didn't ask you what you're watching. I didn't ask you what you're watching. You said you don't believe. CJ, you said you don't believe that these crackdowns are happening. That's what you just said. Okay?
Well, I'm watching the funding, the threat of the funding these colleges are getting that are watching Israeli students get attacked and kept from
going
to class.
Hey, CJ, let me bring back a wounded...
Freedom on one side but not the other?
Hey, CJ, let me bring a wounded Vietnam War veteran on, you know.
I
okay,
love Al.
So Al, Al, you want to respond to what CJ is saying, man?
CJ is blinded by his want to be somebody's buddy based on what I've heard him say. He wants to be one of Trump's buddies. He wants to follow him, and he's following him, but he doesn't know where he's going. The point is, what he's trying to accomplish is going to shut CJ down and a whole lot of other people who think that the man can't do no wrong. The point is, he's not listening. He's not paying attention to all of the things that are happening to the general population. When that happens, guess who's going to turn on CJ? The general population that got shut down in every other way.
So look,
you can't sit up there on your throne.
So Al, So hang on.
You know, nothing can happen.
Hey, Al, you and CJ hang on a second. I'm going to come back, let you have a conversation on the other side. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Texas, that's their number. I've got Al and CJ on the line, and our conversation is, you know, the crackdown on peaceful protests. CJ doesn't believe that there's any crackdown on peaceful protests, even though the numbers will dispute what he's saying. 41 anti-protest bills in 22 states have been introduced since the beginning of 2025. Contrast that, 41 new anti-protest bills across 22 states. Again, so last year, that total for the entire year of protest bills were 52 in 2024. There were 26 in 2023. CJ doesn't believe it because he doesn't see it on CNN or Fox News. So CJ, you still, did you have time to Google and find out whether or not what we're saying is what, that this is true?
Well, the anti-Semitic and hate protests that have gone on in schools should be cracked down on.
And what's hate protest, CJ?
Do you know what "to the river and the sea" stands for? That stands for the annihilation of Israel. And that's what's chanted at these colleges.
Hey CJ, let me ask you, and then I give you a chance. Let me ask you. So are you not aware that whatever is chanted by students, Israel now has control over 50% of Gaza, and they forced the Palestinians into a corner. So you're telling me because somebody says from the river to the sea, that is more damaging and more dangerous than somebody who has controls over the weapons to annihilate another group of people. Man, what are you talking about? Words.
When our tax dollars, words, my tax dollars are going to that. Damn right I do. No, it's not happening underneath. And that's why these colleges are finally enforcing the stopping of the hate speeches and the allowance of it.
Hey, CJ, so they didn't stop. They didn't stop.
That's not free speech.
Hey, CJ.
That's not free speech.
What took place on January 6th? What kind of speech was that?
Oh, my gosh. See, that's great deflection.
Okay.
You don't want to deflect.
Hey, bring him down. Al, you want to respond to that? Al.
I want to know if, I heard you. The point is, he keeps talking about what's going on in Israel. We live 10,000 miles away from Israel. And the head of Israel is under indictment by his country. That's one of the reasons he keeps his war on, because if it stops, they're going to have him in court, and he's probably going to prison. The other part of this is the fact that I have friends who were living in Menominee Falls, and they were treated so badly after 3 years in Menominee Falls. I'm talking about African Americans. They thought they were getting away from all the mess in the city by moving to Menominee Falls. So they left there and moved to Colgate, and things got worse. They're trying to get out to a little small town surrounded by nothing but white people, and white people are treating them worse and worse than where they were living in Milwaukee. The point is, racism and hatred is going on everywhere. And in this country, according to the Bill of Rights, we have the right to protest when things are not right based upon everybody should be getting the same bill of goods. Now, all of this mess that TJ and all these other people are talking about, what's going on 10,000 miles away from here, when they sent me more than 10,000 miles away from here to kill people, and we couldn't figure out why we were there and what we were killing people for, I got wounded 6 times. Why was I wounded 10,000 miles away from my home in Detroit, Michigan? That didn't make no sense to me, and it still doesn't.
Hey, Al, man, thank you. I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. CJ, thank you for the call. Up next, Mr. Matt Rabin. He is with Main Street Alliance, and he's going to be talking about the Trump tariffs. And after that, we're going to open the phone lines, and so we'll continue that conversation. But up next, Mr. Matt Rabin, and he again is with Main Street Alliance on the Earl Ingram Show.
The fence, wondering if I have any sense. Something tells me I'm a fool to let you treat me so cruel, but nevertheless I say again, you gotta be waiting, sitting in the bar.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.